Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. Mother's Day 2024, that's my message for today. Now today, people all around us will take a moment to acknowledge and to honor the mothers and the women in their lives. It's Mother's Day 2024, and this is a day that is fitting for us to take some time to reflect on and to honor the women and the mothers among us and how special they are to us. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, we have this scriptural account of the angel's visit to Mary, informing her that she would become the mother of Jesus. Scripture says it this way, "And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" The scripture goes on to tell her in verse 30, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." You see, Mary was special to God. And God was saying, "Mary, you're special to me. My plans for life include your life." So, as we acknowledge the importance and the value of mothers and women today, let's do that by showing them how our lives reflect their lives. Let's all make sure that we live in such a way that the mothers around us will rejoice in gladness and in happiness, and knowing that they were the ones chosen to be the moms and the wives and the women that we all know and love. Let's be the angels in the lives of our mothers. Often, we look at how women around us live to decide if they're great moms and great spouses, but it shouldn't necessarily be that way. We ought to look at ourselves and how we live and in the way that we show the value of what our mothers and women mean to life. Let's live in ways that our mothers and the women that we know are blessed because of us and through us. There is no greater way for us to honor our mothers and women than for each of us to live in ways ourselves that will be the indication to the world around us that God Himself is with our mothers and with our wives and with our daughters. The scripture says there was a time when Jesus, who was just 12 years old, got separated from his parents when they went to Jerusalem to a feast. When Mary and Joseph found him, the scripture says Jesus went back to home to Nazareth with them, and there he lived under their parenting. Jesus honored his parents by the way he lived before them. I'm sure the people who saw how he lived with his parents thought to themselves how amazing his parents must have been. We have some amazing mothers with us today. They are amazing, not because they have much or because they have little, but because you and I are here living today as part of God's plans for their lives. So, as we honor our moms today, let's make sure that we do this because we've lived our lives of honor and of love and of sacrifice and of submission and of faithfulness and always before God. Your life is more valuable to your mom than the flowers and the food and even the time that you'll set aside today to give them. So let's step up today. When the world sees us, it should exhaust itself by looking for the women who birthed us because it will know those women must be highly favored by God and by people all around.